Youssouf Bamba was the first appointee by internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara to take up a diplomatic posting following last year's disputed election between Mr. Ouattara and Mr. Gbagbo. Economic sanctions by the European Union, the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, and the United States against Mr. Gbagbo and his government have since been applied. But Bamba would like to see all UN member states follow suit.
As long as Mr. Gbagbo clings to power, it's not enough. Pressure should be still mounting until he steps down. He has to understand he could not wrestle himself against the whole world. His stubbornness is suicidal, and unfortunately, that's doing so many harm to the Ivorian people. One other thing I have to mention since I have the opportunity to speak, there is a situation of human rights. Mr. Gbagbo has to stop to kill his people.
While Bamba was in Washington, the United Nations reported that there have been 296 deaths in post-election violence in Ivory Coast since mid-December. In some neighborhoods of the southern commercial capital, Abidjan, crude letter markings have been scrawled outside homes and businesses, identifying some of Mr. Ouattara's supporters by their northern or central ethnic groups as potential targets. Bamba says the climate of intimidation is one reason there have not been massive demonstrations like in Egypt or Tunisia.
The military from Mr. Gbagbo, they are so cruel. If the demonstration is staged, the eve, the very night, they go to the house of people to try to kill them.
Mr. Gbagbo denies any responsibility in the recent violence and says he won a runoff presidential election in November as ruled by the country's Constitutional Council. That body threw out votes from the rebel-held north and overturned results announced by the National Election Commission that were certified by the United Nations. The election was meant to reunite a country divided in two since 2002, but instead it has exacerbated tensions. Mr. Gbagbo and his supporters say they are the victims of an international conspiracy against them. ECOWAS officials have threatened to use force to remove Mr. Gbagbo, who remains in control of Ivory Coast's state media and the army. Ambassador Bamba says he hopes that an international military buildup can avert further bloodshed and force Mr. Gbagbo to leave office.
Ivorian people used to be rural people. As a peasant, they are very patient and they wait until they are convinced there is no other way and they will throw everything into this battle. But since then, we are still hoping the mediation will bring an outcome in the sense that Mr. Gbagbo will accept to go, to step down. But if the Ivorian people is convinced there is no other way than that, they will act. Believe me.
In December, pro-Gbagbo security forces quickly crushed attempts by Mr. Ouattara's supporters to take over government buildings. Mr. Ouattara's prime minister, Guillaume Soro, is also the leader of the rebels who control the north of Ivory Coast, as well as the perimeter of the hotel where the UN-recognized president is staying. UN peacekeepers and a French Rapid Reaction Force are also on the ground. Bamba says a panel of African heads of state, mandated by the African Union, recently gave Mr. Gbagbo 1 month to leave office. The UN ambassador says a power-sharing government, such as what came about through outside mediation in recent years following violent elections in Kenya and Zimbabwe, is not an option. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.